Your first professional engagement, apart from your small town orchestral engagements, that was with the Queen's Hall Orchestra.
Yes.
When did that start?
What?
When did that start?
Oh, that started in 1913. Yes, oh, I remember that very well, because I had to go and give an audition on a Sunday afternoon at the end of the symphony concert that Sir Henry Wood used to have every Sunday. And I remember it so well because the work they were playing to finish the program was 1812. And every time I hear that work, I think of myself in 1913, standing just outside the door, listening hard with all the horns just in front of the other side of the door. And I played a tune by a Frenchman, Charles Collin, one of these sort of pieces they put on for an examination, you know, solo de concours. And I had to play this, very effective. It showed off my sustaining qualities and my technique, such as it was in those days. And Sir Henry Wood sat down in front to listen when I came on the platform. And he had this fur coat of his on, wrapped right round his head, and still mopping his brow from the heat of the occasion. And Frederick Kiddle played the piano for me, and he was frightfully kind to me, made me feel awfully good. You know, I've lost all my nerves, didn't worry me very much, until I looked up towards the dome in the middle of the hall, and I saw a door opening very slowly in the gallery. And I saw a black beard peeping round the door. It was my father. Of course, that absolutely threw me. But there again, I knew he was there for a very good reason. And I think he was quite proud of what I had done by the time I had finished.